What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Between Two Tackles. I'm your host, Alex Spinelli, and alongside me, as always, is Ray Volo. Ray, my man, how are we feeling? It is the final position rankings of the 2024 draft cycle. We got the running backs today to round us out. How are we doing, buddy?
It's good to finally get through this. Draft's coming up, man. A little over two weeks away.
Yep.
It's getting about that time. I can't wait to get to these final mock drafts done. And just for it to finally be here, nothing better than draft night. Cracking open that first beer, eating like a shit. It's great.
Yeah, love it. Like I said, we're doing the running backs today. What did you think about this class? I actually thought this was a pretty fun class in general. We don't have the first round type running backs that we had last year with Bijan and Gibbs, but I think there is a good cluster of these guys that are, you know, late the third round picks and early day three picks that I think could make impacts for teams.
Yeah, it the weird thing about this class is there's just so many tightly packed together where, like, it's hard to differentiate them. There's a lot of different, like, archetypes at the position, but they're also
very much.
They're just, I feel like they're just, like, clumped together, and there are also a lot of big, fast, strong guys. I feel like more so than there have been in the past. So it is interesting to see how high and how low some of these guys are ranked. I feel like we're going to have a little bit more parity on this episode than what we typically have, so excited to see.
Yeah, let's get right to it. Who you got at number five?
Number five for me is going to be Oregon running back Bucky Irving. Nice. This is one of my guys. Love this player. He's a fun watch, man. 5'9", 192 from Chicago. I actually didn't even know this. I didn't know he started at Minnesota his career and transferred to Oregon after his freshman season. He even got a lot of run at Minnesota. But since going to Oregon, he's been ultra, ultra productive. As a sophomore in Oregon, he had over 1,000 yards with 5 rushing touchdowns, 31 receptions, and about 300 yards. And I thought watching him over summer, I'm like, okay, this is someone that he's a little small, a little like lean, and I'm curious to see how he takes the next step. And production-wise, he even surpassed what he did. He ran for just under 1,200 yards with 11 rushing touchdowns. And he also had 56 catches this year for 400 yards and 2 touchdowns. So this is a player that I think he got a lot bigger and stronger this past season, which I really like to see. I think that was one of my main notes on him in the summer. He had 69 missed tackles too. This is someone who is very elusive. He's not the best tester. I think he only ran like what, a 4.55, if I'm not mistaken, something around there. 4.55, 40. And his jumping numbers weren't that explosive, but he is elusive, man. He's got a nice spin move, really nice jump cuts, which I love to see. I mentioned that he doesn't have that home run speed, that breakaway speed, but he did have 33 rushes for over 15 yards the last couple of years, which is good. And his yards after contact this past season was really impressive, 743 yards after contact as well. So he's someone who doesn't go down easy. He's got a low center of gravity, and he's a threat out of the backfield, which I like to see. I think he's going to be a nice change of pace in the NFL. He's not someone that you're going to be a bell cow. I don't think he's going to give you 20-plus carries a game, but he's someone who I think can be get in that 10 to 15 range and be a nice threat in the passing attack, which I think will really be nice for him in the NFL. Some of the concerns I mentioned, not a home run hitter, which I feel like teams are kind of prioritizing more nowadays. He's also not the most patient runner. He's not one of those, trying to think who to compare him like a Le'Veon Bell. Just he's like obviously the first one to come to mind when you think about it like that. He kind of gets into his holes quick. And I think he ran a lot under more of a gap scheme in college as opposed to a wide zone. So I think he's going to be someone that you really want him to just get downhill fast. He's not going to be overly patient, but he's someone who can be a nice blend of, powerful, I guess, in a sense, but also a nice threat at the backfield too. And he'll be able to run through you, or he can give you a nice little spin move and put you in a blender. So I really like that. I feel like he'll be a fourth to fifth round pick and be a nice role player as a rookie and beyond.
Yeah, Bucky Irving's tape is really fun. He's a really good player. It's a player I thought I was going to be higher on in my rankings, but when I came away with it, he's at 9 for me, but I still really like the player. I think his vision is excellent, honestly. I think he is so good at finding open space in between the line of scrimmage, and I think he is extremely strong for a smaller, undersized type of player. Like arm tackles, you can't really take him down with at the college level. The concerns I have, well, the long speed obviously is the big question, but I think for him, he ran behind a really good offensive line at Oregon. And I think for him at the next level, if he's not with a good team in terms of their offensive line, I think for him, some of the twitchy stuff, the lateral agility stuff may not work as well at the next level. He didn't do any of the agility stuff, but based on the explosive testing with the jumps and stuff like that, like he's not overly explosive. But I do think this is a player that gives you a pretty high floor in terms of his pass catching ability. I think he's one of the best in the class at just natural hands out of the backfield. But I have him at 9 right now, and I kind of agree. I think that fifth round range is probably where he goes, and I think he could do some good stuff out of the backfield in year one.
Who do you got at 5?
All right, for me at 5, I got Tyrone Tracy out of Purdue, 5'11", 209. Had 113 carries this year, 716 yards, 8 touchdowns, and then he also threw in 19 catches for 132 yards. This is a former wide receiver at Iowa, and then he converted to running back at Purdue. So I think what the story was that the Purdue coaches actually recruited him out of high school to play running back, even though he was a wide receiver, and he didn't really want to do that. He went to Iowa, didn't really work out, transferred back to Purdue, and they kind of had that same conversation with him saying, hey, we want you to play running back. And he wasn't really sure. This is a 6-year player. And in his first full season as a running back really stood out. But I think the thing that separates him is the pass catching ability. You could just do some really interesting stuff with him playing out of the slot, playing out wide. I think he's got an extremely high floor because of this, but man, he is fun as a runner. He's still learning the nuances of the position because right now he's kind of just like a wide receiver that you give the ball to out of the backfield. But he's fun, man. He's bendy. He makes really quick and sharp cuts to lose defenders in the open field. He had 46 missed tackles forced on only 113 carries this past season, which are just outstanding numbers. He's got finesse, but he's got a little power in his game too. His jump cuts are really explosive, but he will also look for contact. He averaged 4.44 yards after contact, just a very creative, very tough runner. Some of the weaknesses are little deficiencies in his game right now. I mentioned he's an older player. He's going to be 25 in November, but he hasn't had a lot of carries. Like, this is the first time he's really taken on carries, and he didn't even have that many this year, only at 113. So I'm not sure how that even affects his draft status and where teams put him in terms of like tread on the tires. He's still learning the running back position. He needs to be more patient, and he needs to wait for his blockers to get set up. He is grab it and go right now. But I think once he starts to learn that stuff, he is just extremely elusive, extremely powerful, and then working to be a better blocker out of the backfield. It's new to him blocking on the outside and being a receiver. It's much different than guys running at you head on when you're in the backfield. So those technical stuff he needs to clean up, but I think he's got some high upside, man. He is really fun, and he could be a real mismatch piece with his prowess as a wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of what you said on him. He's a little bit lower for me. I think he's in that 8 range, if I'm not mistaken. I think one thing you didn't mention, I think he could be a nice kick returner as well. He's someone who can be able to play special teams. You mentioned the older nature, like the fact that he said he's going to be 26. I didn't even know that. 26, 25. 25. Which is, it is older, but you mentioned he doesn't have that much tread on the tires just because he bounced around so much from positions and schools and all that. So I don't think that does affect him as much as you said. It's also just funny how I feel like how he projects in the NFL is kind of similar to how Bucky Irving projects too. But
very much.
But athletic testing, they're just complete opposites. Like, he only ran a 4.48 40, which is a good time, but not that much better than what Bucky ran. But the jumps are just so considerable. He's explosive. He had a 40-inch vert and a 10.4 broad. Yeah. So
he's also got 15 pounds on Bucky Irving.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he's a little wider too. So
yeah.
I think you said, I think the blocking out of the backfield, he's going to have to get better at that because he's going to be a pass catcher. You want him as a change of pace, someone who's going to be a threat out of the backfield. And in order to do that, you have to stick it in block too. So that's going to have to get improved. But I think he's another one. He'll be a day 3 pick. And as long as the team knows what they're getting and they're willing to use him the way he needs to be used, I think he can be a productive role player in a rotation.
Right. Who you got at number 4?
Four, I'm going over reliable. Blake Corum.
Yeah, I have Blake Corum at four, too.
He is just so
consistent. He's so good.
Like, the people say, I guess it's almost a little boring because of how, like, good, like, the type of running back he is. He's weird. I'm trying to think of the words to describe it. Like, dude. He's not going to be a bell cow in the NFL, but
I think he can.
But there isn't a role that he can't do, if that makes sense. He's a little bit of a smaller prospect. Let's see what his height actually is. Is he 5'8"?
5'8", 205.
5'8", 205. So he's kind of like a muscle hamster, like kind of like Doug Martin-esque.
Yes.
Really low center of gravity. His jump cuts and his ability to hit the hole are incredible. Very patient runner. And I think he had a little bit of dip in his numbers this past season. So he ran for...
27 12 touchdowns.
Yeah. But I mean, all of his touchdowns are kind of within the 5 yards. So he ran for 1,200 yards on 258 carries this year, as opposed to 1,400 yards on 247 carries last year and 18 touchdowns. So, this guy just finds the end zone. It's actually ridiculous. He wasn't that much of a threat as a pass catcher in this, but I feel like that's also a kind of a scheme thing too. He also did have Donovan Edwards there to share some of the load with as well. I think he kind of took on a little bit of a bigger role this year as well. But his center of gravity, he just bounces off tackles too, man. I think he forced 30 missed tackles this past year, but 73 in 2022. He's hard to bring down just because he's so low to the ground. I think he's someone I mentioned. I think he can play all three downs. There's a lot of tread worn on the tires though with him. He's kind of the opposite of Tyrone Tracy. 675 mm-hmm. career rushes already. So the longevity that he's going to be able to provide in the NFL, not sure how long that's going to last, but on a rookie contract as a day three pick, which is what presumably he will be, I think it's a no-brainer. We didn't mention it last episode, we didn't mention it on the future episode that's going to get released, but I think the Chargers is a great fit for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Right, no, yeah, I mean, no duh. But
talk about low-hanging fruit.
But just, dude, imagine him, Gus Edwards, and who's the third-round pick from a couple, Spiller?
Yeah,
that's a solid running back room. That's pretty diverse as well.
Yeah, I love Blake Corum. He is just so good. He's just a master of his craft. He really is. The vision and the footwork are just outstanding. It's the hallmark of his game. He's so comfortable running in between the tackles as a smaller player. I mean, they run that power gap scheme, but I really do think he could play in his own scheme as well. I think my favorite thing about him, though, is that he never gets stopped in the backfield. He turns plays that are one-yard losses into 3- and 4-yard gains. I mean, I mentioned it last year, but he did it this year against Penn State. They had him wrapped up so many times in the backfield for 2-yard losses, 1-yard losses at the line of scrimmage, and he was getting 3, 4, 5 yards out of it. He is just so slippery, so elusive, and his feet are always moving forward. He's always falling forward. His patience and run style, I think, will be effective in the NFL because he really just doesn't need a lot of room from blockers to break one. The older player and the tread on the tires is a worry about getting to that second contract, but how many running backs at this point even get to that second contract? The smaller back, he's got short strides, so he's never going to be a home run threat. But, man, this guy can just churn out singles and doubles for you, I really think. I think this is a guy that could be a bell cow. Like, this is a guy I would feel comfortable giving 20 carries to in an NFL game. He's coming off the knee injury last year. Production was down this year. But I think once that season starts next year, he's going to be fully ready to go. So I love me some Blake Corum. If he was 2 inches taller and 10 pounds heavier, man, this is probably the number one running back in this class.
For sure. I mean, I don't even know about the taller because I love the short. I love short running back personally. I think it makes him so much harder to bring down. But I think if the speed and he had a little bit more of a little bit more pop to his game, I think he'd be running back one and also obviously less carries.
Right. Who you got at number three?
At number three for me, I have Marshawn Lloyd, the running back out of USC. So he's actually a fourth-year player, so a redshirt junior. The way they classify these guys nowadays just always confuses me.
It's COVID but
he spent his first three seasons at South Carolina, where he had just under 200 carries, but decided to transfer to USC this past season. He's also, I didn't realize, he was a top 60 recruit out of high school, 4-star recruit. from Maryland. So I love that pedigree. We all know it. I'm a sucker for a high recruit out of high school.
You really are.
Dude, how can you not be?
You and Favs. You love five-star recruits.
I like guys who dominate everywhere, every level they've been at. Just what I
like journeymen.
Hey, man, I respect it. Fuck. But at USC this year, really, really broke out. 116 carries only, but 820 yards, 7.1 yards per carry, and 9 touchdowns. This is a massive back. So he's only 5'9", but he's 220. Big boy. I love the way he hits the hole. He's kind of like the prototypical one cut back, and he's got a good combination of power and burst, which I like to see. I feel like for the combine, a lot of people talk about he didn't have like that home run speed or like that extra gear, I guess, rather. But he did have 18 rushes for over 15 yards this past season, which was more than Bucky Irving, at least. So I think that he does have a little bit more speed than people give him credit for. And he did run a 4.43, I want to say, the 4.46 the combine. So I think it's plenty of it. He also had 36-inch vert, 9'10 broad. So I think that explosiveness is there. And the power is also there. He had 25 reps on the bench press. So you can tell he's big and physical. Some of the things that are a little worrisome, I think he had some fumbling issues this past season. He fumbled 3 times on 115 carries, which I guess isn't that bad, but it's something to be just keep an eye on, I guess I would say. Uh-huh. And then the patience is another one. He's not the most patient runner. I think he's kind of just like one cut. Once he sees a hole, he's just going to hit it as hard as he possibly can. And he's had some injuries in the past. He's tore his ACL, I believe, in 2020, and then missed time the last 2 seasons too. So I like the fact that he is big, physical, and gets downhill in a hurry. And I think he's got some speed where he can be a little bit more explosive than people let on. So I think he's got some starting potential. And at the very worst, he'll be a short yardage back.
Yeah, I have Marshawn Lloyd at 6. Really good player. He's got really good feet. When he works across the line of scrimmage, his jump cuts are extremely violent and explosive. And you said it. I think he's got more speed than people are letting on. He glides around the field. He's a really smooth runner when he's got the ball in open space. I worry about the vision. The vision for me was the big thing. He looks to bounce almost every single play. He doesn't see holes when they're open. And he's just always not comfortable taking those 3 to 4 yard carries that he needs to. And there are a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage that I just didn't love. I wrote, I think he arguably has the highest ceiling of anyone in this class with his overall speed, his athleticism, and that big size. But I think he's got a pretty low floor, too, with injury concerns, fumbling issues, and vision concerns. So for me, I think this is an extremely high boom or bust type of player. If he took off, I would not be surprised. But if he's also out of the league in a few years, I also wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, hard to knock that.
All right, for me at 3, I got a guy that I think was our number one back in summer scouting. I got Trey Benson out of Florida State, 6 foot, 216. He had 156 carries this past season with 906 yards, 14 touchdowns. He also had 20 catches for 227 yards and a touchdown. This guy is just an unbelievable athlete for his size. He's got speed, he's got twitch, and he's got power in his game. He's got big upside as a pass catcher, I think, too. He looks really natural catching the ball, and his acceleration, he takes off in a hurry when he gets the ball in his hands. His contact balance is excellent. He was really impressive, very hard to take down. And in 2022, I loved his vision. I thought he had the best vision of anybody that we watched over summer. I think he took a step back this past season, but I think he's still really good. The concerns for me, I think, was the step back that he took this year. The yards after contact came down from 4.53 to 3.53 this past season. I think, again, due to some lapses in vision, just getting stuck in the backfield. And then in the same vein, the missed tackles forced. He had 79 missed tackles forced this last year. This past season, he only had 45. So, again, I think the vision for him just took a little step back this year. And there were some guys that I think really vaulted themselves ahead of him, but he is an extremely safe player, I think, because he's got size, he's got power, and he's got speed.
Yeah, he's my number two running back. So I agree with a lot of what you said. For me, over the summer, I like the patience, and I feel like that patience kind of developed into indecisiveness this year. One of the things I wrote down is I want him to just be a little bit more of a one cut, similar to Marshawn Lloyd. I'd rather him just like just make a cut, get upfield, or similar to Blake Corum, I guess, rather. But his NFL body is just, he's like a prototypical running back. He kind of has a little bit of a Breece Hall build to him and the speed as well. He ran a 4.3 in the 4.3s.
4.39, I think.
4.39, 40. He's explosive. He had a 10-2 broad jump. He's someone that, he just has all the tools, I think, to be a great running back in this league. I love his ability out of the backfield, like you mentioned, as a passer, but he's also a very strong blocker too, which I love to see, because if you can't block, teams aren't going to want you on the field like that. He forced 45 missed tackles this past year and had 551 yards after contact. And the last thing is, he's sure-handed as hell. He had zero fumbles this past season, which, if there's two things that are going to get you off the field, it's fumbles and missed blocks in the past game. So he's got that in spades. I think he's someone who'll possibly go in the second round. I think it's up to debate. I think if there's any two who are going to do it, it's him and then obviously my number one. But most likely, I think he'll be back end of day two. And I think he can start from day one, though. Just, I'm curious to see what his landing spot's going to be. I think that'll really obviously maximize his outcome.
Yeah, I'd be very curious to see if any of these guys get in a round two, because we talked about it, this cluster of guys that I think may end up pushing guys down. And what we saw from the free agent market, that all those running backs starting to get paid early, I think was an indication of how the NFL feels about this particular class of running backs. So be interesting. I think he probably falls into round three, but really good player. And I think he'll do some good stuff his rookie year. So I'm assuming go ahead.
I was gonna say, I also think that once one goes, they're all gonna fucking go. I think they're just gonna fly off the board.
So I think, I'm assuming you have Jonathan Brooks as your number one.
That I does.
Okay, so I have Jonathan Brooks at number two. I'll let you talk about Jonathan Brooks as your number one. I'm gonna talk about my number one, who's not in your top five. Jalen Wright out of Tennessee is my number one running back. 5'11", 210. This past season had 137 carries. 1,013 yards, only had four touchdowns, but he also had 22 catches for 141 yards. This guy is just a track star. He was an all-state track runner in high school. He's just extremely fast. He beats the edges and linebackers to the corner basically every single play. Anytime he wants it, he can go get it. He's got some really good patience, though, in the backfield. He waits for holes to open up, and he can explode with that speed and that acceleration. He's very tough to bring down. He's got excellent leg drive. He averaged 4.35 yards after contact. He's a natural hands catcher. Could do some really good stuff out of the backfield with the ball in his hands. He had 43 missed tackles forced on just 137 carries this past season. And then the thing that I love, best pass protector in this class, I thought. He squares guys up so easily. He's extremely strong. He looks comfortable one-on-one against defensive linemen, which, again, we talked about it. For rookies to get on the field, they got to be able to pass protect, and he does it, and he does it really well. He only has 367 carries in college, so not a lot of tread on the tires. This guy is going to go immediately in the NFL, so I'm really looking forward to him finding his landing spot. Some of the weaknesses right now, he had four fumbles in 2022. He cut that down in 2023, only had one this year, but something to be aware of. The lateral agility, it's not as poppy as maybe a Jonathan Brooks or a Trey Benson, but it's that straight line speed that he really relies on. And he's a one cut guy, can take it to the house. And I do love his patience, but there are plays that he looks to bounce and it will just not get there. I think he just needs to, be another one. Get upfield, get 3-4 yards. You got to take those plays in the NFL when they're there.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with a lot of what you just said. He is number six for me, and it's hard not to like him just because he's so big and fast. I mean, I think we talked about that. I think that's really becoming a lot more common, and I feel like there's a few of those guys in this draft class.
He kind of reminds me of Kenneth Walker.
I don't hate it.
Better pass catcher.
Yeah, I think that's fair too. So for me, he's just a home run hitter right now, and I think it's a little bit too reliant on it. I think he bounces a lot, like you said. He's someone, I think, on the inside, he's got to be a little bit more comfortable just getting those dirty yards, lowering the shoulder, and falling forward. He runs a little bit upright as well, and you mentioned those four fumbles in 2022. That's concerned, to say the least, and I know fumbles come. I feel like kind of like how relief pitchers in baseball kind of fluctuate. Like sometimes, like one year you can not fumble at all. Next year you just have like the yips almost. So it's not something I'm completely writing off about, but I just want to see it a little bit more consistently. But mainly for me, it's just I want to see him do the dirty work a little bit more, be a little bit more like Blake Corum.
Yeah, that's fair. Talk to me about Jonathan Brooks.
Yeah, Jonathan Brooks, when you just watch Texas, they had so many weapons, and it's but it's hard not to think that he was one of the best on the team. He's explosive as hell. I mean, obviously, the big red flag for him to start is just coming off that knee injury. The timing of that is brutal, to say the least. Mm-hmm. I think they're like optimistic he's going to be ready for at least the start of the season, but who really knows? It was a bad injury, but this he's a three – or is he a junior, I believe? I think he's a junior, and he had to replace Bijan and did it wonderfully. He 187 carries for 1,100 yards and 10 touchdowns in 11 games. So I think even 10 games. I think he got hurt so early in that last one. But he's an explosive player, and he forces missed tackles like a maniac. He had 63 missed tackles forced this past season and 732 yards after contact. I love the balance between power and explosiveness this guy has. He doesn't go down easily at all, and he's just a home run hitter waiting to happen. And I think I like what he does between the tackles as well. I think he's patient, gets uphill, and plays with good balance as well. Only one fumble this past season too, which I really love out of him. But again, the main concern with this guy is going to be how he recovers from the injury and if teams are willing to eat 1 year of that rookie contract and him not being at 100%. So I think that's going to be a real concern for him. I think that may push him down boards. I think otherwise, this is a guy who would have gone in the second round, no doubt about it.
Yeah, if he doesn't get hurt, I mean, honestly, there's no talk about him not being the first running back off the board. He is outstanding on tape. His acceleration is just so impressive. The way he gets upfield so fast is really nice. He's also really slippery. He makes himself extremely skinny in between blocks of the line of scrimmage. Really impressive. For me, I want to see him be a little bit more of a dog. I think he's kind of finessey right now, but I do think he's got power in his game. Like, you see it sometimes. Like, he does stiff arm guys. He does look for contact on occasions, but there are other times where he's trying to be a little bit too elusive and avoid contact. Like, if you see a 180-pound secondary player, go run him the fuck over. Like, don't try to outrun him. Like, go do some of that nasty stuff that you can do. The injury, and then the last thing I wrote, I think this really separated Wright and Brooks for me, was the blocking and the pass protection. I think he does an okay job, and he really tries hard, but he is a head ducker on almost every pass protection rep. Got to keep that head up. So I think for me, the pass protection actually separated these two guys, and plus the injury too. But man, I think if he comes back healthy from that ACL injury, I think he's got such a high floor that he's going to be a really good player in the NFL.
Yeah, he's someone who he has three down potential, and I think by his second year, people are going to be like, "Damn, like maybe I could have taken him around earlier and really be reaping the rewards right now."
Right. All right, let's roll through our top fives, and then we'll talk about a few guys who just missed out.
So one for me, Jonathan Brooks from Texas. Two, Trey Benson from FSU. Three, Marshawn Lloyd from USC. Four, Blake Corum from Michigan. And five, Bucky Irving from Oregon.
Nice. So I had Jalen Wright out of Tennessee at one, Jonathan Brooks from Texas at two, Trey Benson from Florida State at three, Blake Corum from Michigan at four, and then Tyrone Tracy out of Purdue at five. Who are some guys outside of your top five that you liked or didn't like?
So the one I really want to talk about is Ray Davis. Nice. From Kentucky.
I love Ray Davis.
There are a lot of bowling ball type running backs in this class, and he's another one of them, dude. 5'8", 211. He is thick, he is powerful, and he's hard to tackle. He runs behind his pads so goddamn well. On the season, he had 197 carries for 1,131 yards and 14 touchdowns. Only one fumble, too, which I really love to see. This is a guy who forced 51 missed tackles. 751 of his yards came after contact, and that Florida game was probably the best game I've ever seen from a running back. So he had 26 carries, 280 yards, three touchdowns, and 216 of those yards came after contact. I mean, I don't know if it's more of a testament to him or how god-awful that Florida defense was that game. They couldn't tackle anyone. I don't think they could have tackled me. It was brutal, but I like this guy as a early down, short yardage back. I feel like him in Baltimore, replacing what Gus Edwards has and being behind Derrick Henry. I think that makes a lot of sense. I feel like he could take that Derrick Henry over role over in a year. So I feel like he's a fit for a lot of teams who need some of those like gritty short yardage guys.
Yeah, he's fun, man. I have him at 7. He's just an extremely consistent player. I know exactly what I'm going to get out of Ray Davis. He runs like the full route tree out of the backfield too. He does a lot of good stuff out of the backfield. He's got better hands than I was expecting when I turned on his tape. But like he does some good, like some really nice Texas routes in the middle of the field. He'll run full wheel routes up the sideline and has good hands. So he's a good one. I just think for me, I had him a little outside of my top 5 because of the lack of the long speed and the acceleration just I think limits him. But man, he's a fun player. If he gets on a good scheme and with a good offensive line, I think he's going to be a really good player. The guy I'm going to touch on here is Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin. This is a guy that I've been talking about for, it feels like 3 years. I think I brought him up at the very beginning of this podcast when he was a 17-year-old freshman.
He's been a starter for 3 years, so it's definitely been 3 years.
3 years at Wisconsin. He has 596 total carries. This was the first season that he didn't eclipse 1,000 yards rushing, and it was basically because he got banged up in the Northwestern game and only played 3 snaps in that game, but would have had 1,000 yards every single year of his career. Has also went 12, 11, 12 in terms of touchdowns. But man, I was left wanting more when I watched Braylon Allen. I thought this was a guy coming into the season that could potentially be the number one running back in this class and just didn't show it. He's an extremely young player. He's only 20 years old. He's going to play almost his entire first season in the NFL at 20 years old, which is insane for a guy who is 6'2", 235 pounds. And honestly, on tape, he looks like he's closer to 245 pounds. He has tremendous production as a 3-year player. He's got pretty good feet for a big guy. He's got a little wiggle in his game, which is impressive. And when he gets going, he's got that kind of like Derrick Henry type of speed when he fully builds it up. He doesn't have that quick initial burst, but when he gets going, he is fast in the open field. I think he has a floor as a red zone type of running back in a short area situation. But I do think he has some upside if that first step quickness gets a little bit faster. I mean, he's just such a young player. The reason I have him outside, I think, is that initial burst I'm talking about. I also think that's why his yards per contact for a guy that plays at 235, 240 is really low. Like, I don't know what the issue is, and I think last year a lot of it was because of their offensive line not being so good, and he was getting touched a ton in the backfield. But this year I didn't see it as much. And he was still getting taken down too often where he needs to run over people. So I think this guy has tremendous upside, but I would be wary of drafting a player like this.
Yeah, so I like him as a player too. He's massive, and I think he runs a little too upright. I think that's really why he struggles through contact a little bit. I think he's got to get those pads a little lower, kind of run behind his shoulder pads a little bit more. But he has a subtle agility to him. He's not going to be someone who like wows you with his like lateral quickness, but he does these little subtle moves. I feel like that really throws off the defenders. Good balance too. But he's a power player. Like you mentioned, you want to use him inside the red zones, and that's where he's going to make his money. He's a good blocker. He looks like a linebacker out there, honestly. He is fucking massive, but he's another one. He's going to be made for a specific role, and then maybe he can develop into more of a starter as his career goes on. But a lot of wear and tear on those tires, though, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Anybody else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, that was going to be the last person I mentioned, and if you didn't mention him, but you got anyone else?
Yeah, I'll touch on one more. I'll talk about Rasheen Ali from Marshall. 5'11", 206. This guy, very good initial burst. I mean, he can explode through holes after using really good patience behind the line of scrimmage. His instincts are very sound, very solid. Reads blocking schemes extremely well. He could shift outside to catch balls too. He had a lot of plays outside in the slot, which I really like. Very fiery when it comes to blocking, has good power to hold up and pass protection. The reason I have him outside my top 5, I don't think he's like overly shifty in the open field. He looks for contact more than making people miss. He gets hit a ton in the backfield. His offensive line really struggled, but want to see him pick up more of those 3-4 yard chunk plays when he gets stuck. But man, he's fun. This is a guy that Jim Nagy has been talking about a lot coming out of the Senior Bowl, extremely high on. And I think with his pass catching prowess, he's got a high floor too.
Yeah, he's another one that could be one of those change of pace backs and really threaten in the pass game out of the backfield, which it's more and more as the game becomes more of a passing and just spread out game, it's more valuable. And especially nowadays with running back rotations, I feel like being so deep. So he'll get drafted on day three for sure.
Right. Shout out my boy Dylan Lauby too. Long Island, stand up. Let's go, baby.
Where are Lou Allen's he from again?
I think he's from Nassau County.
Oh, never mind. We're done. That's it.
Hang on.
He's from the Hamptons.
You might be right, actually.
You look it up now.
Oh, yeah. He went to West Hampton. Good call.
Okay, I thought so.
All right, a little better.
That's way better. Let's go.
Little better. Shout out Dylan Lauby. New Hampshire running back. Great pass catcher. Hopefully he gets drafted somewhere. We can get his jersey. All right, my man. That's going to wrap it up for us here on Between Two Tackles. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed our running back ranking. Stay locked in with us. We got a lot of good stuff leading up to the draft. We got the My Guys episode. We got our favorite prospect team fits. We got our big boards, our top 50 big boards. We'll have a mock draft. We'll have our final predictive mock draft coming out right before the NFL draft on Thursday. So stay tuned for all of that. As always, please rate and subscribe to the pod and follow our Twitter at @2Tackles2. You can also find us on underdogpodcast.com and stick with us as we head towards the 2024 NFL draft. Ray, my friend, appreciate you.